Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Wow.
Hello and welcome to the Abroad in Japan podcast, probably the best way of learning about life in Japan without actually being in Japan. As always, I'm your host Chris Broad and we're joined by top London radio DJ and certified Japanophile, Mr. Pete Dolson. Pete, how are you doing?
I'm good. Happy New Year, everyone. I hope you're feeling good. I know we all have done a show in the New Year, but I'm feeling more New Year-y. It's kind of been a slow start to the year, I think, because of the way that New Year and Christmas kind of sat in the calendar. I mean, obviously they sit in the calendar in the same place, but it was like a Tuesday rather than a Thursday. So it didn't really make any sense. Some people were at work, some people weren't at work. It's confusing, Chris. I'm worried.
I think it's just you, Pete. I think you might have had a bit too much to drink again at the start of the year.
I drank so much green ginger wine over Christmas. I'm furious, Chris, because you come all this way and we go, oh, yeah, sweet, we'll be able to do some shows together. And what is happening, Chris? What's happening right now? We're not in the same room, are we, Chris? Unbelievable.
We're not.
Unbelievable.
Maybe I'm quite happy about that. It's nice. I've come all the way to England. Come all the way to the UK. And rather than being in a room with Pete, as mm-hmm. I was the last week, in the last few weeks, I'm actually in Yorkshire in a hotel room.
Disgusting.
With a microphone talking to you. I'm seeing family up and around the country and, so I'm on the road a little bit. Nonetheless, I am still a lot nearer to you than I usually am, Mr. Donaldson.
Yes.
And today we're going to be dwelling on New Year's resolutions because last week we failed. Last week we were supposed to talk about New Year's resolutions, but we didn't.
Everyone's going to be talking about them, aren't they? We'll keep our powder dry and don't worry about it, yeah?
Well, we've got a bloody fax machine filled with New Year's resolutions. You guys have sent in so many, and today we are going to go through 10 of the ones that we found and look good, and two of our own ones as well. Did you actually work out what your resolution is for this year, Pete?
Well, I said I sort of never do one because I find the arbitrary nature of time and the calendar is foolish. Anyway, February's got 28 days. Oh, let's make that up. Oh, yeah, this one's got 31. This one's got 30. Shut up. Stop being stupid. Time is silly. And that's why I don't file my taxes on time, quite frankly. No.
Sounds like you're fearful of commitment.
Yes, and taxes. Now, I think I'm probably going to try and attempt to read a little bit more. I've already started to watch more films. Now, if you know me, I'm a person who, again, lacks commitment to even giving 2 hours of my time up to something that isn't like a video game or just perusing YouTube and watching, I don't know, old unboxings of old Spectrum video games and Amiga games and stuff like that. That's what I usually spend 2 hours doing. I could easily do that. I could do that for hours. But watching a film, for some reason, for me, is just too much of a commitment. So I've already started watching more films. I've watched Sicario 2 over Christmas and New Year.
I watched that last week.
Did you?
What
I watched
you
that yesterday. It was all right. It was a bit of a pastiche of the first. It was a...
I thought it was rubbish. It was a shame because I really liked the first one.
No Emily Blunt.
But the last 2 minutes of Sicario 2, I was just... It was so much facepalm. It was the worst ending I've seen to a film ever, and it ruined the whole film.
Well,
it was a real shame.
It wasn't too bad. It was fairly watchable, as those films fairly realistically are. I really enjoyed a film called Bad Times at the Hotel Royale. That's very good. I quite enjoyed that as a set of characters all in a room in the hotel together.
Did you inevitably watch the new Black Mirror, Bandersnatch?
I didn't know. The problem with the Bros documentary, the problem with Bandersnatch, the Black Mirror episode that's Choose Your Own Adventure, by the time I get to it, everyone sort of explained everything that they could possibly get excited about on Twitter, and I've kind of experienced it all in GIF form, so I don't think I'll be indulging. I do like Black Mirror. Every time I watch one, I thought, oh, that was good. But I do think it plays into the hands of people who are genuinely scared of the march of technology. The people who get more upset and more spooked and freaked out by Charlie Brooker's fine, admittedly fine, at work, are people who are genuinely scared of technology. And you shouldn't be scared of technology. You should be scared of the people who create the technology. They're the bad guys.
Well, I won't spoil it, but it kind of worked. I think it's definitely worth watching and playing. Mm. I think it was a bit of a novel experience. I'm glad they did it. Mm. If anything, the episode showed the limitations of Choose Your Own Adventure in the format of a Netflix episode. Mm. But yeah, it was all right.
I believe...
I preferred a normal episode, really.
Yeah. Well, I believe that... you know the company who did all of the Game of Thrones Choose Your Own Adventures and Sam & Max, the reimagining of that? They've, I think, Telltale, even though they've gone to the wall, I think they may have created a version for Netflix. Just to Choose Your Own Adventure business. And you just sort of like have a situation where you can just choose what the characters are doing and stuff like that. So it's not a bad example of using something like Netflix or streaming service for emerging storytelling. And I think it sort of might get people into video games that are not normally into video games.
Maybe I should apply the choose your own story format to being a YouTuber.
Yes.
And getting viewers to dictate what I do for a year.
Well, you can do like kind of like little kind of packaged videos, can't you? So like you could have a little button that says, if you want me to go right, click this. If you want me to go left, click this. And you could have a little adventure around some hellhole in Shibuya or something.
I'd love to do that for like a Natsuki the movie sequel. Just a Choose Your Own Adventure with Natsuki. That would work.
I mean,
it would just be, do you want Natsuki to smoke or drink? Either way, he's happy.
I mean, I would say, Chris, it nearly killed you, the one-hour version of Natsuki the movie. If you have to film 5 hours worth, if you have to put together a five-hour experience, it might be a bit more troubling.
Five-hour choose-your-own Natsuki adventure.
Natsuki snatch.
Oh, God.
Oh, God.
Well, I mean, my New Year's resolution is simply to break out of YouTube, to ascend YouTube.
Is there anything? Because, well, wait a second. I'm reliably informed that YouTube is the start and the end and the middle for many people. It's what it's all about.
A podcast isn't YouTube, is it?
Oh,
so
yeah,
I've already
true.
Done it. But I feel like it's time to do something really good that could be seen on TV or, I don't know, a legitimate short film. Mm. Something that I can put out there that will get me seen and heard. I don't know, get me seen and heard. I know, I want to make something to a better standard and... yeah, that's just my resolution to break out of YouTube. I think by that resolution, that goal, will just sort of lead me to make things that are better than I usually do.
So you're going to break out of YouTube. You're going to become bigger than YouTube itself. You want to be known for something that's not YouTube.
I do. I've always wanted to do that. That was kind of my aim for last year. I think it was probably last year's resolution, but I kind of messed it up. So I've got to work out how I'm going to do that. I've got to make a short film or a documentary or something that's going to take the world by storm.
Ooh.
And a lot of people have pressured me to make some sort of sequel to Natsuki the movie or do something again with Natsuki. So it could be that. I suspect it won't be. One idea I had, one idea that's been thrown around is doing a documentary about Natsuki stopping smoking. Because we've got a noble topic.
Yeah.
The thing with Natsuki is I don't really know what I would do with him. But if we have him stop smoking, which is something both him, his wife, and me want.
Yes.
Because when you sit with Natsuki over the course of an evening and you watch him go through 30 Marlboro Red cigarettes, you can't help but think, oh dear, what is happening to your lungs right now and for the last 30 years?
Yeah.
But I feel like if I could combine the entertaining qualities of Natsuki into a documentary and give it a slice of an important topic... like dealing with addiction or smoking, it could be quite good.
Yeah.
I guess we throw in a choose your own adventure on top of it, sorted.
I guess with Natsuki though, and I guess with Japan as a whole, it's actually quite hard to quit smoking because you're just wherever you are, you can just smell cigarette smoke. It's a lot easier to quit smoking in places where you just don't hear a load of smoking, or you don't smell smoke constantly. Or maybe it would be easier because you're just constantly just imbibing passive smoking. I don't think it's impossible. I think everybody in Japan is basically a smoker because they're constantly breathing in cigarette smoke.
I became a smoker. I became a smoker in Japan. I did smoke a little bit at university, social smoking.
Yeah.
You know, cider in one hand, cigarette in the other. But while I was in Japan, I did start smoking a lot more because, you know, you're sitting in izakaya with your plate of fried chicken and your Asahi beer, everyone around you smoking, and then you just inevitably start. And it's quite a relaxing thing. After spending a whole day teaching students how to pronounce puffin or penguin or other obscure words,
you start puffing.
You go to the izakaya, drink some Asahi, smoke for a bit, and you just feel the world get better. You just feel relaxed, and it's nice. I mean, I did quit because it's just stupid and it's really bad for your health. And I don't know what I was thinking.
Well, Chris,
really.
I can see why people do it,
and I can see why Natsuki's going to really struggle to stop. But again, that's why it would be an interesting documentary, because I don't foresee a future where Natsuki isn't smoking. So we'd have to think of something pretty bloody drastic to get him to stop. One idea I had was getting Natsuki like travel the world and meet his viewers, like 1,000 viewers, and get them to convince him to stop smoking. Because Natsuki, I see this as a formula or a problem that needs to be solved, like an equation.
Yeah.
And I know Natsuki loves fame and being the centre of attention. If I could combine that with somehow stopping smoking, I think we're onto a winner. So maybe I get like 1,000 viewers to send in videos to Natsuki telling him to stop smoking. And then every day he's got to watch like a video or 2 or 3 videos sent in by viewers to try and help him stop smoking or to keep motivating him throughout the day. Something like that.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm still trying to work it out.
He could be sponsored by like a Nicorette gum company or something like that.
Always looking at the commercial angle, aren't you, Pete?
Always be closing. A,
we
B,
could make
C.
money. We could do a partnership with Nicorette.
It's not It'll making money. I'm just saying that it's just important for you to keep the lights on, all right? In broad
Power
towers.
Pete Dawson, ladies and gentlemen. I mean, if you have any ideas, guys listening in, I'm open to ideas. Let us know. How can we do it? How can we get Natsuki to stop smoking, make a documentary, and have a choose your own adventure?
Beautiful.
Tell me.
Well, get
us know in the fax machine.
How can they email in? Is it a Brodish Band? What is it? A Brodish Band podcast? It's been such a long time. Come on. A Brodish Band podcast @gmail.com?
It is. Well
Yay.
Done.
Yay.
You forgot that, too. That's that.
Oh, come on
terrible
now.
Start to the
come
year.
On. It's been a very heavy Christmas period for old Donny Pants. I did go to the gym today, though, so I'm feeling better about myself before I eat a big old Chinese later on. Anyway.
I thought I'd start. I want to try and do something different on the podcast or something a little bit new. And with that in mind, I've got email of the week.
Ooh.
I thought I'd read out my favourite email. Before we dive into your resolutions, guys, here's the email of the week. The subject title was simply, "Do Japanese taxi drivers give you sweets?" Hi, Chris and Pete. My name is Griffin, and I'm from Vancouver. Me and my 3 friends recently travelled around Japan for 3 weeks this past November. We noticed something peculiar with the taxi drivers. We took 2 taxis on the trip, and on both occasions the drivers pulled out a handful of sweets from their pockets and gave them to us.
That is dodgy, isn't it?
The first time we all accepted and ate the candy, and very quickly all started to feel sleepy and got frightened that we had just been taken advantage of and were being taken to have our organs harvested. Thankfully, even though my 3 friends fell asleep, I stayed awake and we made it to our destination in one piece. The second taxi we took, the driver handed us candy from their pocket as well, but this time we hesitated and only 2 of us took the candy. The driver laughed and in broken English said, "Don't worry, no drug." These experiences...
That's the least I expect, to be honest.
Don't worry, no drug. I love that. After these experiences, I was left wondering if giving candy to customers was a normal occurrence in taxi rides in Japan. Thanks, Griffin. No, Griffin, I've never had that happen. And I take taxis quite a lot to get from A to B. No. I think you're just special. You and your 3 friends seem to attract candy generous taxi drivers for whatever
like
reason.
Taking have you ever had candy that from a taxi driver? No, I've never had that happen. Obviously, there are very few kind of scams in Japan. There are very few kind of like buyer beware, traveler beware kind of stories. But the one thing that always comes up time and time again: dodgy nightclubs, Roppongi, getting your drug drugged. Sorry, getting your drink drugged rather.
Get your drug
drugged. that's double drugs. Getting your drink drugged and you falling asleep and, you know, I don't know, a woman taking your wallet or something like that. Things like that, basically. But I don't understand why a taxi driver would want you to do that. Because, like, then he's just got a sleepy person in the old taxi, hasn't he?
Well, four in this case.
Yeah, exactly.
Imagine that. What are you doing with four Canadians in the back of your taxi on drugs? I don't know what the resolution is there.
Not ideal, is it? You're probably in a situation where, well, I don't know where to take them now. So yeah, no, I don't think that will be the case. I think that will be a I think you probably just got hit with a big wave of jet lag because of jet lag.
Yeah, maybe they saw your jet lag face, Griffin, and thought, yes, sweet. But certainly I'm hungry for ideas for my award winning film idea that I haven't yet had. And I'm on the lookout for ideas, and that could be it.
Yeah,
four Canadians come to Japan and get drugged by a taxi driver. What happens next?
It would be like the video game Crazy Taxi, but a little bit more chilled out. Thanks, Sega. You're the best.
And thanks, Griffin, for that wonderful email.
That is fantastic.
All right. Candy drugs aside, what are the resolutions we've got? So these are 10 ideas, 10 resolutions you've got for this year, guys.
Mm.
I like resolutions. I like resolutions because I get excited about the future. Not like the distant future, but this year now. Mm. What's happening? What are you going to do?
Well, Chris, you're all about self-improvement, aren't you? And I'm very much not of that mould. So I'm always kind of...
You're right,
I'm always very enthused by your own enthusiasm when it comes to actually bettering yourself and breaking out of what you had
before. I don't know why that is. I don't know why I'm a bit of a self-improvement junkie. I used to be one of those people that buys loads of books like How to Make Friends in One Step or How to Be Rich in a Day, a lot of these crappy books. And I'd read them. I'd be super motivated for about 10 minutes and be like, yeah, I could do anything. And then I'd need another one. It's like a drug in itself, right? Yeah. These self-help books. But
I think in many ways, like I was having a bit of tidy out of my books in the front room. I bought a lot of Japanese vocabulary books I'm never going to read. And it's just, and I just go, if I buy this book, oh, this book is a different shape to the other one. This book's a little bit smaller. I could put that in my pocket. I never do. I just listen to podcasts and dick about on my phone. Ugh, dreadful.
I don't think you need self-improvement anyway, Pete. You're at the peak of human achievement.
Top
You're
a radio London station. Radio DJ, for crying
out loud.
You're
a top London radio DJ. How do you ascend that? What's the next level beyond that? I don't know.
It's going to prison for sex crimes. that's usually how it goes. 10 listener resolutions, Chris Broad. Do you want to kick off with the first one?
I will.
Yay.
This is from Julia from the Philippines. Hi, Chris and Pete. I'm Julia from the Philippines. Spoilers.
Jeff, I
listen to your podcast when I drive to work, and since the drive takes less than 20 minutes, I end up sitting in my car once I've parked, waiting for it to finish. Good thing I'm always at least 40 minutes early to work.
Ooh,
my New
fancy.
Year's resolution. that's great. Thanks, Julia. my New Year's resolution this year is to feel healthy. I'm definitely not the fittest or the thinnest of people, but I just thought that wanting to lose weight is such a short-term goal. To feel and be healthy is much better to aim for, I think, because you're not just focused on the numbers, but also how your body feels and what food you take in. To aim to lose weight, I think, people tend to diet and work out. Once they've reached their desired weight, they go, all right, yay, and that's what I'm trying to avoid. In relation, I want to start aiming for long-term goals instead of short-term goals this year. Hope you guys have a good new year. Julia from the Philippines.
That's a lovely idea, Jay from the P, and I was surprised how easy it was to get the gym into my daily routine. I try and do half an hour, just lifting the weights. Nothing that's going to elongate my life, let's make that very clear. I'm not healthier. If anything, I'm less healthy, but all of my muscles ache all of the time. But it's weird how easy it is to get your... to get like a gym routine into your schedule, and it never letting you go, really. Even, you know, I came back from Japan, ate way too much, drank way too much, and I went back on. I had no reason to do it, but I went back on and kept on with my gym stuff. So yeah, I just keep at it. Keep at it, Jeff from the Beat.
Yeah, I mean, I've always found I've got better results if I just aim to do like 20 minutes of exercise every day.
Yeah, keep it short.
Certainly, when I got that Fitbit, right, I was doing, what was I doing? Was it 10,000 steps a day? And I lost a lot of weight and got a lot healthier from that. I didn't set a specific like weight loss target. I do think that's unproductive. I do think it's better to aim long term and just be healthier. Like, huge. I cut out all soft drinks. I don't really eat soft drinks. I cut out a lot of carbohydrates like bread and pasta and potatoes and things like that. I do think it's a better move, definitely for the long run, rather than just going, oh, I'm going to lose 3 kilograms. Just try and be healthier in the long run. And it's not only more achievable, but more fun as well. So, yeah, good one, Julia.
Definitely. Nice one. Thank you for that, Julia. We got an email from Johan from Sweden. Hello, Sweden. And hello, Johan.
Hello, Sweden.
Another fan that's from... hello, Sweden.
Why is it? Whenever there's a listener from Sweden, we sort of say hello, Sweden, to the whole nation.
I think it's important. It's a good country. It's fun. Another fan from Scandinavia here. I listen to your podcast while taking a break at work and while riding my bike home after my shift is over. My New Year's resolution is to start using my creativity. I've got comedic talent, the gift of the gab, and knack for writing. People have told me I ought to go professional for years, but I've been putting it on the back burner, rather. I've included a lot of material, but I've been ambivalent as to when and how to start. No longer, I say. I shall trudge through the fog of doubt no more. Let this be the year I start creating stuff, says Johan from Sweden. Wonderfully vague, but I'm having it anyway, Johan. You go for it, girl, friend.
Beautifully vague, but great. Go for it. I don't know what to add to that.
I think if we just read them out, we don't necessarily need to react to them. I just think people read them and go, yeah, I could do that too. I've got creativity. I've got a gift for the gab. I'm done putting things on the back burner. The back burner's full. My carbon footprint from my back burning is ridiculous.
I think anybody that uses the phrase "I shall trudge through the fog of doubt no more" is clearly a creative masterclass. And it's going to do well. So I have absolute faith in you, Johan from Sweden. Good luck
Definitely.
To you.
Thank
do
you,
it.
Johan.
Become who you're born
Great
to
email.
Be. Hi, Chris and Pete. Listening to you guys talk about New Year's resolutions on the podcast reminded me of a revelation I've come by recently, which is the idea of having a yearly theme instead of a resolution. Goals are hard. Resolutions are inevitably forgotten. But if you have a theme, for example, the year of opportunity, where you try new things, or a year of positivity, where you change your outlook, it can pop into your head throughout the year and help influence your decisions for the better. And besides, without a goal, you can't fail and feel bad. So that's a good start, isn't it? Cheers to you both. Jamie from South Australia. That's a great one. I remember I did that a few years ago. I said to myself, I'm gonna become a bit of a yes man. I just sort of started saying yes to things. Like I joined the ski club, or I remember I was at university, I did it for a year, in my third year, and everything just got a lot better. I made a lot more friends, I got out more, joined loads of societies, and yeah, the more things you say yes to, the better things get, generally, to a point anyway. But I think it's a great idea. Theme your year around an idea. Make yourself better by having an idea that you can just do throughout the year.
Yeah, because like the Chinese years, like the monkey and the cockerel and all that stuff. What year is this year? I don't actually know. It could be the 2019, could be the year where you eat more cheese than ever before. It's the year of cheese. Or, I don't know, maybe you want to have more fights.
Absolutely.
You punch every... You're just, getting into a lot more fights. You know, it's cathartic in many ways. So, yeah, enjoy yourself. Theme up your year in the same way that the Spice Girls spiced up their lives that time.
That time.
That time.
That one time they themed up their lives.
This email's from Simon. He's in Kingston upon Hull. I could visit him right now if I wanted to, but I don't want to because I'm busy doing a podcast. This year, I decided to set a resolution that is both fairly achievable, but one that I can carry forward as a useful skill for the rest of my life. I've decided to learn how to make bread from scratch. If you took up this challenge, what Japanese food would you pick? What kind of Japanese food, Chris, Simon from Kingston on Hull, UK, is asking, would you make from scratch?
Sushi?
Yeah. I mean
that's not really... You can't really make salmon from scratch, though, can you? So
no.
That's kind of killed that one right there, isn't it?
You'd have to go down to the... What's the new market in Tokyo that's not the
Tsukiji Fish
closed?
Market Take 2?
Yeah.
I don't actually know what they've rebranded.
I think it's got
as.
A lot of yours in the word, but either way, I think the market opened, or the season opened this week, and a man bought a fish. They do this every year, don't they? Somebody buys
a man brought a fish.
No, some man bought a fish. They do it to kind of like stimulate the what would you call it? Stimulate the purchases. A man will come in and pay like over $1 million US dollars for a big old tuna,
that's right.
Bluefin tuna.
Yeah, that's right. Actually, there was a tuna sold. Tuna sold at the fish market for $3 million.
That's too much.
Bluefin tuna. It was bought by the head of Sushi Zanmai, which is a really quite decent sushi chain throughout Tokyo and Japan. And yeah, I think they held the records before for buying one that was $1 million. So must be a bloody good fish.
Yeah, well,
just giant fish.
Yeah, bluefin tuna is very fatty and marbled, a little bit like wagyu beef, really. Wagyu steak, something we've both enjoyed recently on your YouTube channel. So yeah, it's it looks quite nice, actually. I've obviously never had it because it looks incredibly expensive.
What would you make if you had to make some sort of Japanese food? I suppose you can make katsu curry.
Well, katsu curry. Oh, I've tried making okonomiyaki before, and it's tasted like okonomiyaki.
Like four or five layers.
Yeah, it tasted like okonomiyaki in that I just covered it in the brown sauce and the kewpie mayonnaise. But other than that, no, it didn't really taste like. Too flowery. It's quite simple to do. It's just like a pancake with bits in it. But yeah, I would quite like to make learn how to turn the takoyaki balls, make the little octopus balls. Delicious.
There you go.
That's achievable
and doable.
That's
just
an achievable one.
Sorted.
Lovely.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
When everyone's on the same page, getting things done at work is easy. Make a bigger impact at work with Grammarly. Grammarly is your secure AI writing partner that allows your team to make their point and move faster. You can even save time by going from spending hours editing drafts to just seconds. Join the 96% of Grammarly users that say it helps them craft more impactful writing. Sign up and download Grammarly for free at grammarly.com/podcast. That's grammarly.com/podcast. Easier said, done.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. How's your social battery right now? Mine's pretty low after coming back from the craziness of WrestleMania, too many body slams and all that. And I'm pretty jealous of my co-host Chris, who seems to have been exploring Japan's most isolated hotel. He's definitely winning in the relaxation race, but I'm determined to catch up with him. It can be easy to get swept up in social gatherings and spread ourselves too thin, but with therapy, you can learn to prioritize your time and recharge your batteries. It's helpful for learning how to set personal boundaries and empowering you to be the best version of yourself, because you should spend your time on your own terms. So, if you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online and designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists at any time for no additional charge. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/Japan today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/Japan.
Are you a YouTuber?
Wow.
What's up, Chris and Pete? My name's DJ, and I'm stationed in Hawaii right now on a nuclear submarine for the US Navy. That's such a cool opening line.
That is cool.
I want to build a nuclear submarine for the US Navy. I have three resolutions and a question. Number one, learn how to play the piano. Number two, learn Japanese. Resolution number three, get more sleep. Yeah, definitely get more sleep if you're on a nuclear submarine, DJ. Mm. My question is, how much spending money should I have for a 3-week trip to the land of the rising sun? My brother and I are planning a trip in late September this year. Thanks, keep up the awesome work. DJ from Hawaii. I would take $2,000 for a three-week trip to the land of the rising sun, DJ.
Yeah, it sounds like a lot of money, but if you are a drinker, an imbiber of alcohol, that can sort of pile up. And £2,000 is a nice round number, and you can get gifts and food and booze and good times with £2,000, I reckon. You can do it cheaper.
I'm still captivated by the line about the nuclear submarine.
Yeah, well, nuclear submarine...
Listeners on this who like have so many random jobs. and that's one of the coolest ones we've had so far. It's hard to top a nuclear submarine, isn't it?
Well, when you're on a sub, apparently you only get like messages. You can send a message back home and you only get like, you know, the best part of like 100 words, I think, to send back home, like a telegram, I think, when they're actually submerged. When you go up, obviously you've got access to data and stuff like that, so I presume the submarine is in port rather than
I wonder how much free time you get with a job like that.
Yeah, what can you do really
to learn how to play the piano or Japanese or get more sleep?
Three
resolutions there.
I would like to see him get a piano down a porthole into a submarine. I'd love that.
Playing a grand piano on a nuclear submarine.
Shut up,
brilliant.
Chris. Shut up, DJ from Hawaii, I mean. Oh, wow. Ash has got a New Year's resolution. I'm just a regular chap from Barcelona, but I'm now living in London. I love your podcast, and my New Year's resolution is to travel to Japan and take my photography to a new level. Keep the awesome podcast. Ash, thank you for your message, Ash. I kind of want to get better at photography, you know, people on Instagram, everyone thinks they're brilliant at photography. You know, you stick a few filters on stuff and everything looks brilliant. Yeah, fine. But I know I am terrible at photography. Every picture I put up disgusts me more and more. But maybe in the future, I'll get better.
You're not that bad. Decent one of me once, which I used to sell my merchandise. It was me like standing on a rock overlooking the Sea of Japan. That was good.
Well, maybe you haven't got an eye for photography, Chris. Maybe that's the problem. That's okay. Absolute terrible bit of work is okay. But yeah, I'd quite like to get better at photography. But I always find like stuff like, you know, like street photography. A lot of people go to the Far East, like China or Japan or Taiwan or blah, blah, blah. And they spend their time just taking pictures of old Eastern people. And street photography is just taking pictures of people when they're not looking and going, oh, isn't this interesting? Look at how old this person is. Because he's cutting keys on the streets of Shanghai or whatever. And it's like, you're just sticking your camera in someone's face there, mate, to be honest. Street photography. Bugger off.
you've just exposed the grand secret to street photography.
It is. Just take a picture of someone when they're not looking. Street photography. Yay.
Yeah. I mean, what I would say is go to Osaka because no matter what you do, where you go in Osaka, if you take a photo, it's instantly good just because Osaka looks that good.
Yeah.
It's that cool. I remember we revealed the neighbourhood, didn't we, a few podcasts back, the best neighbourhood to take photos in Japan. It was in Osaka. I think it was in Dotonbori, near that hotel we stayed in.
Colourful.
Upper hotel or something. But go to Osaka, get lost with the camera, and yeah, you'll be able to snap something that's good. And then you can take your photography to a new level, Ash.
Yeah, do it, Ash. Lovely old
job. Next level. We've got one from Stephen. Stefan. I want to say Stephen. Hello, Chris and Pete.
Because that's his name. That's how he says Stephen. Jeez,
I don't know.
Chris. It's late,
I haven't had enough coffee.
Late.
I haven't had enough coffee today. Only one. And my name's Stephen. I'm from the unusually cold state of Arizona, reaching record lows, colder than Alaska at one point this week, -1°C.
That's nothing.
My New Year's resolution, that is quite cold, isn't it?
-1?
When I think Arizona,
Celsius.
I think hot.
Yeah, I think that. So I think it's really hot. And that is actually quite cold for Arizona, presumably. You know what, the best preparation for a cold winter in London is to go somewhere even colder. And I think I mentioned I went to Romania just before Christmas, and that was like -15 and -17. Bloody hell. And it was like, wow, that's too cold. That's crazy.
Crikey. I mean, my New Year's resolution is to get out of my current job. I currently work in a sheet metal fabrication warehouse making air conditioning ductwork for a living, the largest in terms of production output in the whole of Southwest US.
Wow.
Working from 6 or 7am to whenever the workload of the day is through has really taken its toll on my body for the past 8 years. Being only 25 and having the aches and pains that people 20 years my senior have is quite unnerving. My plan is to get my online business up and running so I can be financially free to finally take my first trip to Japan and explore the rest of the world with my friends and family. I might even study abroad a few months in Japan to expand my knowledge of the language and culture. I may not get to where I want to be in a month, but I'm sure going to grind it out until it rings true. Keep doing what you're doing, guys. Listening to you helps me get through my days at work. Many thanks, Stephen. Aw.
Stephen.
Sounds like
pushing, like slices, sheets of metal into a machine to make it into a... But imagine, Stephen, you slag off your job, and I imagine as you look down to your calloused and sliced up hands, because goodness knows sheet metal is very sharp, your ducts probably have gone into so many different buildings, so many legendary buildings around the world. That's what I find fascinating. Oh, my duct's in that one. My duct's in that one. My duct was featured in the Die Hard film with John McClane climbing through it. There's a, you know, there's pride to be found in every job, surely.
Well, I mean, to put it bluntly, without air conditioning, we'd be stuffed, especially
in
Japan.
You would be, mate. You would be, exactly.
Well, yeah. Without air conditioning, Japan would be unthinkable. So, yeah you're doing a job that's bloody important, to be honest.
So go on, Stephen. Ganbatte, as they say.
You can do it, Stephen. We believe in you. Keep going. And keep your eyes on the future. I mean, I can't really... I don't really know if I can say I've had a similar position. I mean, I had an office job for like 2 years that depressed the hell out of me. It was rubbish. But by having an aim in the future, a few years down the line, it just kept me going. And I was able to daydream my way through it for like 2 years. So, yeah, do keep your eyes on the future. And hopefully you'll be able to get out of it and start that business and go to Japan. Keep going, Stephen. You can do it.
Yeah, go on, Steve. Hi, Chris and Pete. This is from Ruka. Hello, Ruka. My name seems Japanese, but I'm not actually Japanese. I was born in Okinawa and my family moved back to Singapore after I was 1 year old. For my New Year's resolution, I would like to return back to Okinawa to see my birthplace and experience what it was like when my family was there. Sadly, airfares to Okinawa, they're really expensive and I'm just a polytechnic student. However, I do have a part-time job and currently I'm saving my work money to ensure that this goal is met in 8 months. Time, Ruka. P.S. Will we be seeing a bespectacle? Will we be seeing a bespectacled Chris anytime soon on YouTube? You look adorable in it. Ooh. Oh, Chris,
drugged, bespectacled Chris.
I'm not having right. You know what, Chris? You posted a picture
on
Twitter.
Your pronunciation today.
Your face on Twitter a couple of days ago. You posted a picture of you in the wilds of the UK somewhere with a beautiful background wearing spectacles and having a little goatee beard, and I was like, wait a second, spectacles and a little goatee beard is my brand, sunshine. So hands off the Donaldson brand. All right,
you have a beard. I've never seen you with a beard.
I've got a little something going on the chin. Not much, I'll admit. You, 10 years my younger, has managed to destroy, blow me out of the water with just a few months growth. But
yes,
I've always had a little goatee going on. Covers my stupid bum chin.
It's not that bad. It's charming. Charming bowl accounts. Cute, dare I say. There is a photo of me. I put it up. I got some new glasses for Christmas. It's
Ooh.
One of the few presents I got for myself. That's right, I buy myself presents. That's how sad I am. I took a photo with me and glasses and put it up on places. So if you're on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, you can see it for yourselves. But I don't wear my glasses in videos because I don't like to do that. I don't know. I feel like the glasses are a barrier to the soul. So
wow.
I don't wear them in videos.
I
Does
don't.
That make sense?
I'm wearing my backup pair at the moment. I have been for the last 2 years. And they don't have that anti-reflective, anti-glare coating. So I actually find
so
it...
So you can see your soul.
So it's just very reflective and I look like... I look a bit foolish with the old... with the old cameras, so yeah, never mind.
But to Ruka, I say good, well done, go for it. Okinawa, 8 months' time, brilliant. Be careful, it's bloody hot in August because I've been there in August. Amazing place though, go scuba diving and it'll be glorious. But yeah, good luck, Ruka. And I recommend going in September, it's a little bit cooler and a lot more bearable as well.
Oh, yeah,
definitely go for it. I often daydream about Okinawa on a bad day. I often daydream about sitting on the beach like I did 2 or 3 years ago, soaking up the sun. It's a beautiful place. Apart from the fact they love spam. still don't really get
they
that.
Do love spam. Can you get spam ramen? Spamming.
I had spam on sushi. It was horrible.
No,
I still have nightmares about that.
Yeah.
The beach was like a thing I daydream about, and the thing I have nightmares about was the spam. But
I imagine
you have to try it at least once.
You sit out in the sun long enough, mate. You look like spam.
And they also have snakes in sake.
What?
It's like, I can't remember what it's called. But
Snarky,
if you go down
please.
The street, you go down any street in Okinawa, you see these jars filled with sake.
Ugh.
With a snake coiled up at the bottom.
And, gross.
Yeah, it's supposed to be good for fertility or something. I don't know.
There's this really remote part of, I think, Sardinia, where the locals make this very special cheese. I was watching a little video about it, and it basically, it's illegal to sell, but you can make it for yourself. Basically, you get, I can't remember what kind of goat's cheese, you create a big ball of goat's cheese, basically, and then you let a particular kind of cheese fly get involved, and it lands its maggots on, its eggs on this big lump of cheese, big old wheel of cheese, and it lays its eggs, and they turn into maggots, and then the maggots basically eat and secrete the Pete Donaldson diet experience, the cheese out, and makes like a kind of a very special smellier kind of poo cheese, turns the cheese into some kind of maggot poo cheese, and you're supposed to eat the maggot. You're supposed to eat the maggots, maggoty cheese with the maggot inside it, and you sort of eat. And there's loads of maggots in this cheese. It's disgusting. And apparently,
that's horrible.
And apparently, you're supposed to eat it with your hand covering the top part of your face, lest the maggot try and jump into the eye.
Well, this is horrible.
It is horrible.
I've got dinner in like 1 hour, and now it's been ruined.
So have I, mate.
Thanks, Pete.
I'm ordering a Deliveroo as you speak.
It's horrible.
Yeah,
that's not something I wanted to
have some maggot
learn.
Cheese. Eat and secrete, for crying out loud. We got an email from Amina, which is almost an acid. My name is Amina, and I'm a huge fan of the podcast. It keeps me entertained while I sit at my desk at work, and is really one of the few things I look forward to each week. Oh, Amina. Because the job is terribly boring. I'm also a big fan of Chris's YouTube channel. I've never heard of it.
Hey.
Anyway, my New Year's resolution this year is to take more opportunities that come my way rather than let them scare me off. I let several trips pass me by this year because my anxiety from last-minute planning and travel, and I don't want that to happen again this year. One of the things I would love to do, in fact, is to go back to Japan again, because the two-week trip I took there last year with my brothers visiting Tokyo, Osaka, Kyoto and Hakone were probably the best thing I convinced myself to do, and would love to do it again. Keep up the amazing job you're doing, and thank you for keeping me company at work. Best, Amina. Amina, I'll field this one, Chris, if that's all right with you, mate. Travel as much as you can, all the time. If you've got the money, you've got the resources, break out and do something. I'm going to Turkey. I think I've said this on the podcast before. Not next week, but the week after. I'd spotted a flight for like £60. I went, right, I'm going to Turkey. I'm going to fly on Friday morning, get there tea time on Friday in Turkey. I'm going to fly out Sunday morning at 10 a.m. I'm going to spend just under 48 hours in Turkey. And I'm going to have a bloody good time. And, you know, it's good, isn't it?
Are you going to vlog it? Because that would be a great video. 48 hours in Turkey.
Yeah, but I'm not very good at it, Chris, as discussed before.
Do it.
I'm not a professional YouTuber. And it would just be me going, yeah, I'm in Turkey, but a man's got my wallet. I'm scared to help. I've muffed it all up.
That'd be hilarious.
But Amina, just travel.
Probably better than my videos.
Go and do it. Go and do it.
Yeah, don't let anxiety get in the way. Bloody anxiety. It's
bloody
worrying about
nonsense.
Things 90% of the time never even happen.
Yeah.
So, yeah, don't just do it. Get on with it. Don't
Indeed.
Let anxiety cloud your thoughts.
Yeah.
Just get past it.
Damn straight.
Honestly. You can do it. Have a good year, Amina, and get yourself back to Japan.
Enjoy.
And do what Pete's doing. Go on a really random 48-hour trip to Turkey and see what happens.
20 quid for the
quid.
Visa.
Best 60 quid you've ever spent.
20 quid for a visa. I think the Airbnb was about the same. So there you go.
One third of the price of the actual flight
was the visa.
Jesus Christ. Bloody hell.
Oh, dear. Oh, we've got the final resolution, Chris.
Last one. Is it a good one? Hey, Chris and Pete. Absolutely loving the podcast whilst driving to work at Gatwick Airport. Oh, you've had a bad month.
Why?
For those of you who don't know, ladies and gentlemen, Gatwick Airport got buggered by a drone. Some annoying idiot decided to fly a drone over Gatwick Airport for like 2 or 3 days and thousands of flights were cancelled. Anyway, hopefully it wasn't Johnny. My New Year's resolution is to finally finish my Japanese travelling video that I filmed during my 3-week travel across Japan back in August this year. It was a truly amazing experience, from completing the grueling Shimanami Kaido cycle to conquering the towering might of Mount Fuji.
Oh.
And that's from Johnny.
Fantastic.
Johnny from Surrey. And he says, please read out my email on your podcast. There's a 12-pack of Magnus Ciders in it for you. Well, that's very kind of you, Johnny. I don't really drink cider anymore. And
what?
When I do drink it, Pete brings it to Japan and then gives it away.
Well, Chris, I mean, I was going to say that there's not a lot you won't do for a 12-pack of Magnus cider, so... Yeah, the best way to Chris Broad's heart is very much through the cider duct, which is near the Islet of Langerhans in the liver. Where's the Islet of Langerhans? I forget.
I don't know.
It's either in the ear or the liver. I forget. I think it might
be the liver. You should go on Who Wants to Be a Millionaire with your knowledge.
No, my knowledge is half-remembered interesting words, like the Islet of Langerhans, which is it near the appendix? I can't remember. Don't email in. I'll have Googled it by the time you email in. It's fine. We've all had a lovely time recounting some wonderful resolutions. And I do like it, hearing other people kind of try and improve their own lives, because it does give me a little bit of... bit of chutzpah. Gives me a bit of get up and go when it comes to improving my own. So, yeah, I'm going to go home and eat a Chinese and then see how I feel after that.
Brilliant.
Lovely.
And I'm going to go and have dinner.
Yay.
Whilst trying not to think about that horrible cheese.
Maggot cheese dish
you just spoke about for 5 minutes.
Maggot cheese.
Keep the messages coming, guys. abroadinjapanpodcast@gmail.com. We'll be back next week to do it all over again. But for now, no matter where you are out there in the big wide world, let's get off to a good start. Let's do 2019 and let's pretend we didn't hear Pete's disgusting cheese fly story, because that's going to ruin my dinner and probably yours.
It's horrible.
Bye.
Happy New Year. Times two.
Yay.
Catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
I'm Kate Thornton. Join me every week on White Wine Question Time, the podcast that asks famous faces three thought-provoking questions over three glasses of wine.
It's very rare to be introduced with such a thorough introduction, and it's kind of lovely to listen to all that and go, yeah, I've had a good life, right?
You really have.
How did you find that?
I can't even remember.
Yeah, you do your research, Kate, man. I'll tell you that.
Do you know what? You are the only person ever, no other journalist has ever made that connection.
Wow, what a great question.
And receives some truly memorable answers.
And Tom Cruise came, and Nicole Kidman. I go to him, listen, before you go, Tom, I just want you to know, if you fancy a foursome, I'm up for it, and I know Anne-Marie doesn't mind.
When I first dated my now husband, I joined a gym for, I'm going to say, £1,000 a year. just so I could go off and have a poo.
Actually, I got heckled once in Wales, and there was a bloke at the bar on crutches, and he actually said to me, I'd rather fall over than listen to this shit, and he threw his crutches at me and fell over. Can you believe that?
I've got some cat's ashes, I don't know who they are.
You've been catfished by your own cat.
Exactly, seriously, man.
Dad, have you thought about putting in a breakfast nook? And my dad would think of that. Have you thought about getting your own fucking house?
How did you give a duck an orgasm, Craig?
It's good with them, you know. I know my way around a duck.
So, if you fancy a sit-down with the likes of Adam Hills, Tom Allen, Hannah Waddingham, Phil Tufnell, James Acaster and Ed Gamble, Daisy May Cooper, and tons more, then join me every Tuesday and Friday. Search White Wine Question Time in your podcast app to subscribe and listen now. White Wine Question Time is a Stack production.